Thank you for tuning in to part two of the Clay Edwards Show, Joe Exotic Uncensored Interview Live from a county jail down in Florida. This interview is brought to you exclusively by Men's Health of Mississippi. Guys, are you suffering from lack of morning wood, erectile dysfunction, low sex drive, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, brain fog, sleep disturbances? You're hitting the gym every day, but you're just not seeing any growth. My friends, you may very well be suffering from low testosterone, and you may need some testosterone replacement therapy. Your boy right here has been doing it since February of 23, and it has been life-changing for me. So I'm going to hook you up. How about a free testosterone screening from my friends over at Men's Health of Mississippi, right out there at 120 Fountains Boulevard in Madison, Mississippi. If you'll just text 601-327-8550, text my name, Clay, all caps, to 601-327-8550. You're going to get a free testosterone screening. That's right. Just text Clay, all caps, to 601-327-8550. And check them out online if you have any more questions at menshealthms.com. On with the interview with Joe Exotic, aka the Tiger King. It is great to have you back on, man. We had some technical difficulties at the end of our interview last week, and I lost the whole second half of that conversation. I was like, man, this stuff's too good. People need to hear it. But look, a lot of stuff has happened since then. I guess we'll let people know we are recording. We got Tiger King. We got Joe Exotic here on the line with us for part two of our great interview, picking up from last week. Joe, I was just listening to your interview with Laura Loomer. Great.
That was a long interview, you know, and I tried to touch base on as much as I could. And I just got done doing an interview with a Channel News story, a news station out of Tampa, Florida. And Carol Baskin just did an interview admitting the same thing, that Netflix portrayed us all wrong, that our feud was never the way Netflix portrayed it, man. And you know, and then she posted two videos on her YouTube channel of Alan Glover and Ashley Webster talking and admitting that this was all made up and him and Jeff belong in prison for everything they've done. And I don't understand why I'm still here, Clay. I don't.
I don't either. And I'm glad you brought up the Netflix thing, because that was going to be a question I wanted to ask you. And I didn't realize that all that footage was from a reality show you were filming, and they basically stole your stuff. I guess they stole it via your ex-husband. You kind of signed it over to him, and you didn't have any say-so in the matter. I just feel like you've got a lot of money waiting on you when you get out from somehow, some way, via this Netflix deal.
Somehow, some way. I just got to find lawyers that aren't going to take me to the cleaners in the process, and then as soon as they get famous, they leave. I've went through $750,000 and made four different law firms famous. And here I sit, looking for more lawyers again.
It's mind-boggling. It really is, that you continuing to be screwed like you are there. Joe, again, it's been a week or so since we talked. Have you got anything on your mind you want to get off before we kind of get into all this? It's been a crazy week. I know you've been able to do some media, been able to get some attention out there. Is there anything that's just off the top of your mind you want to talk about?
You know, really, I'm good with whatever questions you ask, Clay. I just want to say thanks to everyone around the world, because this is the first time I've had a voice of my own. The federal prison system keeps me shut up, either in solitary or they've got my phone blocked. You know, I can't use a phone. I've never had a visit. And this is my chance. I have two more weeks here for sure before this hearing, and then they're going to send me back to the shithole President Biden runs, and they're going to shut me back up. So everybody around the world that has done podcasts and keeps calling for interviews, I cannot thank you from the bottom of my heart enough for giving me a voice. So the floor is yours, Clay. I have nothing to hide. I will answer any question anybody wants.
Well, I want to do this because you know how most people will listen to something for 5 minutes and they go on to the next thing. I want to make sure we help you out, Joe. And tell people, before we get started, how they can donate to Joe, to your commissary, to your legal fund, and whatnot.
Well, the commissary is screwed up here because they only allow 3 transactions a week. So if somebody donates $5 and someone else donates $5 and someone else donates $5, it locks me up. So don't even do the commissary thing here.
Okay.
There is a really cool thing on every week. It's called shop.icaregifts.com. And, you know, I've never ate a real hamburger or ate a pizza from the outside world until I came to Florida here because the feds just feed you crap. So, you know, if you want to get on that website and get me a burger or a pizza, and I save them throughout the week so that way I don't have to eat this garbage. But the big thing is joeexoticofficial.com, okay? And donate there because it goes straight to my legal fund. Nobody else has access to that except me. But the big thing is, you know, I don't like begging for money. What I need you to do is get on that website, joeexoticofficial.com. There's an evidence link there that shows everybody admitting to perjury under oath. I need that evidence to be seen by everybody in Biden's administration so he can make this right before November.
I've got it pulled up here now on joeexoticofficial.com. You just go to evidence, click it, and boom. Everything's there. Share, share, share. And 2 links over is the donate button. And that helps donate to Joe's legal defense fund and hopefully gets Joe the hell out of this hellhole that he's been put into. Joe, I heard you talking on Laura's podcast, and this is a little different direction than I was intentionally planning on going. I like how you say that you voted for Trump in 16. You obviously couldn't in 2020. You were predisposed of. And you're still supporting Trump now, but you called out what a lot of us have been calling out, that he surrounded himself with some terrible, terrible swamp creatures like William Barr.
Yeah, I like Trump. Trump is the only president in a long time that's done anything for prison reform with the First Step Act. You know, and then Ron DeSantis runs for president. He wants to repeal it. The Republicans like putting you in prison because the Bushes are the ones who make the money off of this, mainly, and Bob Barker, because the Bushes have their invest in Unicor and all the Casey products that are sold on the commissary. So it's a money game, okay? Now, am I upset with Trump for leaving my ass here and pardoning all of his little friends and Kodak Black and Lil Wayne and all of them people and then leaving me here? You know, I blame Mark Meadows for that because Mark Meadows talked him out of that. The pardon, but, you know, as much as I like Trump, right now President Biden has the power to get me out of here. So am I just going to put all my eggs in one basket? Laura tried so hard to get me to just endorse Trump and suspend my campaign, and I refuse to do that right now until I hear somebody make some promises that they're going to keep. And one is to fix this wrong that's been done to me. But I'm not going to shut up, Clay, and I'm not going to leave the other 200 million people or the other 2 million people that are in jail in this country being treated the same way. I'm not the only one that has been tied to a chair and put in a shower. You know, the bloody pictures of me are on all of my social media. There is a 21-year-old kid that I will never stop speaking for that was in the same federal holdover in Oklahoma that I was in. And they beat him and tased him and did the exact same thing, stripped him naked, put him in the shower, and he killed himself. And he was on his way home. There was no reason for it other than these people just think that we can be treated like crap. And it has to stop. It has to stop.
You know, I said it last time we talked, prison should not be a death sentence unless you're on death row.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. You know, And even if you're on death row, you should be treated humanely until you get put to death.
100%.
You know, you cannot do in the United States of America to a dog in a shelter that you can do to a human being in prison. You just can't. I have lived in a 6x12-foot concrete room under fluorescent lights 24 hours a day for 2 years and 8 months with nothing. No radio, no TV, no nothing. Just a shit blanket to try and stay warm with, and that's it.
They've had you in they've had you in solitary confinement for over 2 years. I didn't realize that, Joe.
Oh yeah, my first 2 years and 8 months was in solitary confinement. So that way I couldn't talk to outside lawyers. I couldn't get on a phone and get people to help me. I couldn't raise money, and I had to use public defenders. And that's their game. That's their trick. They hold you without bond, and they make it as difficult as possible for you to defend yourself. And the other 40,000 people that shouldn't be in here were blackmailed into playing out and playing guilty to something that they really didn't do, because you're threatened. If you go to trial, we're going to hang you. We're going to give you 30 years to life. It's just like I had one charge, one simple murder for hire charge that I could have got out of. And the minute I asked for a trial, they superseded me with 20 more charges. That's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says that we have the right to a fair trial. And we have the right to not excessive bail. Hell, they hold you without bail. I was held without bond.
For a nonviolent offense.
For a nonviolent offense.
Oh man, you know, Joe, if I'm boring you with repeat questions from some other interviews,
not
it just really piqued my interest.
Not at all.
You spoke of the January 6th prisoners, and I also heard you speak on how they try to get you with the conspiracy charges. I think conspiracy is a crock of shit. It's a way they bait and switch you into going to jail. Like, well, we got you on conspiracy.
That's what Trump needs to fix if he gets in there. Am I scared they're going to screw him over? Oh, yeah. I really, in the back of my mind, don't think he'll win, because they're going to figure it out how to screw him out of this. All right? But January 6th people, you know, it's the same thing as most of your drug crimes people that are in here. They're in here on conspiracy. And all it takes in federal court play is two people to testify that you sold them a kilo a week or a kilo a month for 3 years, and they're going to go back and they're going to take a kilo a month times 3 years, and they're going to charge you with 300 pounds a kilo. Pounds crack.
It's the same thing they do on your back taxes. They say, oh, you cheated this year. You must have cheated the previous 10 the same way.
How is it legal to do hearsay in a federal court but not in a state court? And why do we not have cameras in a federal court and we do a state court? Because they have so much corruption to hide.
100%, Joe. It is a racket. Look, this is on a state level here. We just had 6 local police officers, deputy sheriffs here, and one police guy that were running this thing called the Goon Squad. And it's where they went around and they beat up drug users and planted dope on them and got their numbers up. And I mean, it was going on for almost 20 years, and they finally fucked around and accidentally shot a black guy trying to scare him. And it was one of the rare cases where the race factor actually played well in everybody's favor, because they couldn't hide it anymore. It wasn't just low level white trash. It was, you know, they wrong time, wrong gear, wrong social setting to be a couple of white cops and accidentally shoot a black guy. So it busted the whole thing wide open. They were planting dope on people. They were throwing guns, you know, stolen guns on people, just everything.
Yep. Same way with the FBI. But why do we have to keep these prisons so full? Who's making the money? Because I'll promise you, it's not going to our food, and it's not going to our care. Okay, just in the prison in Fort Worth that I'm at, they make almost $250,000 a month in the commissary alone. And we eat shit, man. I'm talking, my 5-year-old stepson in Arkansas gets fed better at kindergarten than we do in prison for a 300-pound man.
Yeah, we were talking. I actually interviewed a guy on my radio show the other day, Jerry Mitchell. Ironically, he was in Tiger King 2, nothing to do with you, but talking about somehow or another he had was part of the investigation or some tie to investigating Carol's husband disappearing. And what we were talking about, that previous case, the Goon Squad thing I was just telling you about. But the nexus of our conversation was, why are we sentencing so many people to prison, especially drug users? Why don't we invest that money into rehab facilities? And it's 100% agree.
Well, every time I do an interview, I say you need to forget the war on drugs, because you can't keep them out of a fenced-in federal prison. You're not going to keep them out of the border. All right? You just aren't. I've seen more drugs in prison than I ever saw out on the street, and it's that bad. The guards are selling them for $7,000 an ounce for an ounce of meth. They're selling cell phones for $3,000 and $4,000. They buy for $100 at Walmart. This is nothing but a bureaucratical bullshit, corrupt organization. It's nuts.
The war on drugs is nothing more than a civil war of our government versus our citizens. That's all the war on drugs is. But, it's a business.
You know, as bad as it sounds, there's nobody that forces anybody to go buy drugs. Okay, you make that choice to go get drugs and become an addict, and I'm sorry that your life sucks, okay? But you don't belong in prison for it, and the guy selling it to you doesn't either, okay? But to show you how the feds are picking up so many cases and putting people in federal prison is you can write a check and become a felon for $700 in Oklahoma, and you can never go hunting or own a gun again.
It's the same in Mississippi. I don't know what the exact minimum amount is. I want to say grand larceny is $1,000 now, but I know check writing is different. Yeah, that's, and we tried to overturn this last week in the legislative session, and they refused to do it because they said it's in our Constitution.
Because they can get so many gun charges that way. You're a felon with a gun. Now you're going to bed.
But they love to fuck people. Joe, I think our first 15 minutes is about to run up. I know it'll give us a signal. When we come back, I want
to... Yeah, you want me to call you right back?
Yeah, hang up, call right back. And I want to go back to some Joe Exotic stuff. But I'm glad we got to speak on that because I think it's important to shine a light on what's going on in these prisons. So kind of kill two birds with one stone here, man. Yep, hang up, call me right back.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Joe. We are back recording. Here we got Joe Exotic back on the phone with us. I appreciate Joe for taking that first 15 minutes to just bring people up to speed on just how fucked up it is there in the prison system, whether it be federal or county. And it is a damn shame that the county jail allows you more freedoms than the federal, but as life goes, I guess.
You know what's crazy is how much money the federal system pours into this, supposedly. And a county jail has video visits. They've got tablets that you can text your family from, send pictures from. Why is the federal government so far behind? I thought this was supposed to be club fed. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then you got the employees stealing everything. They come to work with backpacks and they leave weighing 140 pounds. And I'm here to tell you, I've been around the world as a police chief, as a paramedic. You have road construction people, you have doctors, you have lawyers. Nobody goes to work with a backpack except the federal prison guard.
It makes you
every one of them have a backpack. Every one of them have a backpack because they're hauling shit out of there as fast as the prison buys.
Yeah, you know, and the pay and the entire system's conducive to corruption. When you're paying guys $10-$12 an hour to do that kind of job, yeah, you're just setting it up for them to steal.
Oh no, they're getting $30-$35 an hour. I talked to plenty of them, and then to work overtime to get time and a half, and on holidays they get double time. Okay, and it's the same way at the prison that I'm at. They can take me to the hospital on a med trip, and it takes us 11 minutes to get there and 2.5 hours to get back because they're riding the truck, and we take the scenic route. Okay, and we drive around town until they ride the clock. And the government does not require them to log down any mileage whatsoever at all. It's just a fucking free-for-all.
Joe, speaking of the doctor, man, OJ died yesterday with cancer, and that reminded me that you've actually got cancer. How are you doing?
Oh, wow, I didn't hear that.
You hadn't heard yet? Well, I guess technically it was 2 days ago, but the news broke yesterday that O.J. Simpson did succumb to his battle with cancer. And it got me to thinking. I was like, oh, shit, man, we didn't talk about it last time at all because you seem to be in such good spirits. How is your health doing?
I made it through prostate cancer. I just got my test. This place ran tests for me, okay, since I've been here because the prison won't. This place run my PSA levels to check and make sure it was still in remission, and it is. It's in remission. The prison has put me through chest X-rays, CAT scans, PET scans, and if it wasn't for the nurse at the hospital that did the PET scan to read me my chart, to this day I wouldn't know that they think that I have lung cancer in my left lung.
But you're healthy and it's in remission.
To this day, the prison has never told me what they're looking for or why that I could have lung cancer.
They just don't care.
Because they don't care. They don't care.
I don't have any long, drawn-out answer for it. Other than they just don't care. And that's what it boils down to. They're not incentivized to care.
They just don't give a shit.
Well, Joe, we're praying for you, man. And I've said this before, and I know you hear it from a lot of people, and I know Loomer brought it back up, but even unknowingly what you did during COVID was you got so many people through it while you were going through hell, but indirectly, whether you knew it or not, you helped people's sanity stay in place at quite the sacrifice to yourself. So many of us feel like we have a bond with you. You know, we feel like we know you, and it's hard to do that with a quote unquote celebrity or just somebody on TV or whatever, because I feel like we know as wild and over the top as you are, and maybe eccentric is the word I'm looking for. We feel like we know you. You feel like a family member, so we care about you.
And the crazy part is you know, and I ask everybody to remember that I'm a human being. I'm not just a fictional character on television. I answer every letter I get. I call back every fan that supports me. I don't want to be like a normal celebrity or a politician that you can maybe get a form letter at that, you know, at best. But, you know, the hard part is during COVID, while everybody was out there making memes and carrying on with Tiger King, Joe was in a 6x12-foot cell in solitary confinement praying to God that he would stop my heart every day of my life.
Well, he got you through it. And you're going to get to be on the other side of it, and you're getting to tell your story now. So just keep the faith. You know, it's easy for me to say, you know, I'm out here, but I'm just saying keep the faith. You, karma's going to come back around, and it's going to work in Joe's favor.
You know, Clay, what I don't understand, you know, Jeff Lowe and James Garrison attack anybody that supports me online. And what I don't understand is with their own video confessions and the phones that we now have that they turned over to John Phillips, my lawyer, with all of the evidence of the crimes they were committing and the text messages between them and the federal agents, where the federal agents knew they were lying under oath and they encouraged them to keep up the story. I don't understand why the Department of Justice has not pursued perjury charges, tampering with evidence charges, interfering with witnesses. Why are they ignoring this? Is stopping you from petting a baby tiger that important in America that we can ignore that Jeff and James were sex trafficking over 75 young girls and we have phone recordings of Lauren recording Jeff during a fight of them admitting to each other that they were raping girls? I don't get it, Clay. I just don't get it.
I don't either. And as hot of a topic, as hot button of an issue as human trafficking and sex trafficking and pedophilia has become over the last few years, which why it took this long, I don't know, but it's become all the rage arresting human traffickers. Why they're still out walking free with all the evidence and all the stuff they just did to you. Talk about conspiracy.
Why are they covering it up? Why is the government covering this up? Is it for the conviction rate to keep it at 98% or to keep my conviction? You know, I just got done telling a news reporter in Tampa a little while ago, I don't even need a pardon. I just want President Biden to commute my sentence. I filed a new clemency application last month. Give me clemency. I don't care. You can keep this goddamn conviction. I just want to go home and forget this ever happened and move on with my life. Of what's left of it, okay? I'm 61 years old. I could have a heart attack and die tomorrow.
Well, the stress of dealing with all this and being in jail can't be helping it none.
Oh, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Joe, how long did they give you? What was it, 20-something years?
21 years.
Well, you've been in six.
And my cellmate at the prison hospital in North Carolina when I was over there doing cancer treatments, he was 23 years old, second time in the feds, two victims between 7 and 9 years old, hands-on, and he only got 4 years. He's already home. I have a nonviolent crime that's full of bullshit, and everybody's admitted perjury. and President Biden's going to let me die in here.
They'll let some clowns out. You know, they'll let some more rappers out. They'll do all they can. I just ran into a cop buddy of mine who got falsely accused of manslaughter on duty, spent a year in jail. The state attorney general had to get involved. They overturned it, all that. It seems like they put good people in. Look, no, I'm sure even you'll admit, you know, you put yourself in a bad situation. But is it 26 years, 25 years bad? Absolutely not. You've done 6 years. It's time to, 6 years, right?
It is. I'm September will be 7.
It's time to punch that clock and get on home. You know,
it is.
You've paid your debt back to society while everybody else has gotten rich and famous off you.
I will never deny that I shot 5 tigers to put them to sleep, and I'm not ashamed of it. They were 23 years old. They were crippled. They were old. They had never made it through the wintertime. And if you look on Pacer at the lawsuit between the – or you look on my website at the lawsuit between the United States Department of Agriculture and Jeff Lowe, you'll see how he let them all die. Everything I wanted to put to sleep ended up dying in his care because he didn't take care of them properly. And I would rather put them all to sleep than let them suffer through that bullshit. Okay, and you know, I'm not in here for animal cruelty. I'm not in here for animal abuse. Okay, but if you disagree with the way I put them to sleep, 6 years damn sure paid for it.
And also, what you did was actually by what Department of Agriculture, USADA's guidelines, right? I mean, you kind of peacefully put those animals down, right? I mean, ain't that what I heard?
Yeah. My USDA license and protocols signed off by the government told me to do that. What is the chicken feed that is?
So, and then
I had one government agency that inspected me every month, tell me how to do it. 1-8-0-1-2-3-1-9. But I had a federal game warden that had an agenda with Jeff and James and Carol.
I just get pissed off when I start hearing this stuff because I just know that if they can do it to you, if they'll do it to you with as much attention as your case has had, they will do it to anybody. When they get a hard on for you, they're coming for you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Joe, let's shift gears here a little bit, man. One of the conversations we had the other day that I thought was so entertaining or so intriguing to hear about was you brought up your live stream show where people would kind of pay you to dare you to do stuff. And we got into I want you to tell the story again, if you don't mind, about the blow up doll, blowing up the Carol Baskin doll or whatever that deal was. I thought that was wildly entertaining. And I thought that people should understand that you weren't being a psychopath. There was more to it that got edited out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. First of all, I was probably the first one that ever did a podcast. We called it an internet television show. Back then, okay? And we had the show, and we had a live chat room on the side of the show.
And all this stuff is still up on your YouTube, right?
Right. It's all there, okay? And people got to where they would dare us to do different skits and stuff, and they would pay us, okay, donate money to the animals in order for us to do that. And did we get crazy? Absolutely. But it brought in a lot of money to help take care of those animals. And dressing up that blow-up sex doll was one of them. You know, we dressed it up like Carol, Reiki ate a Snickers bar out of her butt, and I shot her head, you know? It was a skit. It was all produced by Rick Kirkham, as a matter of fact, the guy that talked more shit about me on the show than anybody did.
Joe, you're 100% right, and I was joking with you last time. I said, it's almost like you invented a... OnlyFans. People were paying you to do stuff and you were doing it in live time before anybody even had a clue what any of this stuff was.
Exactly. Absolutely.
All right. This is just something I'm curious about. The helicopter scene. Did that, was that real? I mean, where y'all went and got a helicopter and flew it over Baskin's place and all that?
I did. I rented it. It only cost $400. And we drove out on the tarmac. The guy took the doors off the helicopter. And we flew over Big Cat Rescue, and I videotaped it because I was trying to find where the hell she had 150 big cats. Because when I took the tour 2 hours earlier and paid to go in Big Cat Rescue, we only saw 13.
Interesting. Did you ever see when you flew, did you see the rest of them, or are they just not there?
They're not there. she's calling bobcats big cats.
And I, so I guess in the big cat world, bobcat is not a big cat. And excuse my ignorance, I just don't know.
Right, right, absolutely.
All right, so one of the other things we hit on, speaking of Carol, is that Netflix blew that wildly out of proportion about y'all's rivalry. And we discussed that it was kind of good for both of y'all. You were both raising money off of this. And I got the same thing going on here with some people in town that don't like me. I don't like them, but it's good for business.
I made a shit ton of money off of her, and she made a shit ton of money off of me. She built a website. I was her most wanted for animal abuse. She convinced all her people she was going to stop me, give her millions and millions and millions of dollars, and she could stop me. I convinced people she was batshit crazy. She killed her husband. A lady in her 50s wearing flowers around her head, it wasn't hard. Okay, and then her own YouTube channel made an ass of herself because she would come do YouTube channel things with avocado shit on her face and her you can get rich either by on purpose or by accident, rolling her eyes, you know. She made it easy for me. Okay, and that was all it was. It was marketing. She had a famous marketing tool and I had a famous marketing tool.
I love that. I do. I want the Joe Exotic official book or a real Tiger King documentary when you get out and you get to tell your story. I think it'd be the biggest thing they've ever done. Last thing here. You talked about, I think it was Jeff Lowe and them getting a hold of your computer. You talked about Jeff Lowe and them getting a hold of your hard drive, I think, and they found a photo session you said you did for Playgirl, and they put all that shit out there and made false accusations.
I don't know if they got my hard drive or not. I published those photos on my own Facebook back in 2013.
Gotcha.
Okay. So did he just get those off of my own Facebook? There is nothing, Clay, that I'm ashamed of I ever did. I did do a photo shoot with Playgirl. And I told Playgirl the same thing I'll tell him today. And back then, when my mom was alive, I would never do it nude. Okay, so I always had either a G-string on or a Speedo. Okay, and I did. You know, laying on the bed with a kangaroo, laying on the bed with a big tiger, leaning up against a tree with my pants undone. Hell, I did photo shoots with Rachel Starr, a famous porn star, while she was butt naked. Yeah, there's nothing I'm ashamed of. But am I sick and tired of him doing interviews and saying he's got videos of me having sex with animals? He's full of shit. Okay, that never happened. It never would happen. And if he had them, man, I encourage him to put them on Pornhub and help me pay for some lawyers because they would be viral famous. But, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever put two nickels together to make a dime, but I'm sure butt fucking a tiger wouldn't be that easy.
I was about to say, you know, not to try to get my head in that space of visualizing that, but I'm going to guess that tiger or lion or whatever ain't going to just sit there and take it. you ain't just fucking a tiger.
Absolutely. He's so full of crap, you know. I just wish he would go away, but I'm the only thing that keeps him relevant right now.
Joe, do you have time to do another segment?
I can call you back. I've got somebody waiting on a video interview right now that's already dialed in. Give me 15, I'll call you back.
Yeah, call me back. I got a bunch of questions here from my listeners. Okay. If you don't mind, I'd like to do some questions.
You're good. I'll do it.
Thanks, Joe. Give me 15. All right, bet. Cool. Well, man, when we talked last time, I had put it out there on my Facebook to just for people if they had any questions for you, just throw them out there. You know, we would run them by you as long as you didn't mind. First, if I don't do this, my daughter may never speak to me again if I don't tell you that Kylie said to tell you, hey, and she is a huge fan.
Well, you tell Kylie I send my love and I appreciate her support.
Well, we appreciate that. All right, I'm just going to run through here. People are asking, what's the first thing Joe Exotic's going to do when he gets out?
You know what? I've told everybody the same thing. I'm going to go straight to 7-Eleven and get a pack of Marlboro Lights. And then I'm going to drive to Fort Smith, Arkansas, where Seth is. And I'm going to lock myself in the house with him for 2 days. And
that's all. Hey, look, we all got that animal on the inside. So I'm assuming.
And then my goal is to testify in front of Congress about what's really going on in here.
Well, I love that you have, and we keep going back to this because it's a subject I'm very passionate about, even though I've never been to to jail for more than 2 or 3 days at a time. But I love that you have found a calling now to sink your teeth into, and that is criminal justice reform.
It has to happen. Okay, and Clay, one thing that I did say on the Lord Wilmer show, if you listen to the whole thing, is, you know, they caught me in here with 2 cell phones in the past, okay? And I'm not ashamed to say it because I've already paid my punishment for that. But Biden and Trump and the politicians need to wake up to the fact that I have over 100 photos and videos of what really goes on in here with the black mold and the algae and the expired food and the staff stealing stuff and people sitting around shooting up. I got it all. And I want to wake up Congress. And if I have to, before this election is over, I offered the offer to Trump to have my people come to Mar-a-Lago and show him firsthand of what his January Sixers are living in, okay? Because right now he just assumes, okay? I have the proof. And if Biden doesn't want to look at it and Trump doesn't want to look at it, hey, look, I will fuck up this election because I will make them public on every major news station in the world before November the 5th.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that you've gotten that content out to somebody who can release it.
I do. It's in 3 very safe places.
Great. All right, Joe, one of the other questions we've got here, we had a zoo out in Collins, Mississippi called the Collins Zoo. It was similar on a smaller scale to what you do. People want to know, would you come by the Collins Zoo and get back into the zoo game? Would they let you?
You know what? Okay, I don't want to ever own any animals again. Okay, one is I'm hoping to be too busy because I'm sure I'm going to have talk show offers, movie offers, and I already have a concert offer to do a world tour. But what I want to do is I want to, instead of what everybody does in today's world, and that is take your animals away from you if you're below standards or you don't know what you're doing, I want to start, and I had this already going. It was called the Animal Miracle Network when I had my zoo, and I rebuilt 3 zoos, okay? And I went to the Tiger Truck Stop in Louisiana that Peter was giving Mike Sandler so much shit about, and I built him a swimming pool, okay? I want to go to zoos all over the United States and eventually the world and teach people how to take care of their animals and make their life better instead of taking them away and cramming them into a sanctuary like you're always doing. It's not fair to the animal, and it's not fair to the people.
Did you ever watch Bar Rescue with John Taffer, where he'd go into bars that needed a revitalizing? Yeah. So kind of doing like your own version of that, Zoo Rescue?
One of my favorite shows is Bar Rescue.
Mine too.
And that's exactly what I want to do. I want to go in there and I want to teach people how to run their zoo and how to better their animals' lives. Because, like, my animals, I was their dad, okay? They all knew me. Whether you have one in a small cage or you got one in a 2-acre cage, my animals knew me. And I'm sure they went through a depression, and they probably still are, because they're put in a sanctuary, locked away from any kind of human touching and affection. Because I, you can see any video of me. You should have saw it on Netflix if they showed it. I walked in a cage with 20 adult tigers and lions every day and kissed on them and loved on them. Okay? And I don't want to keep taking that away from the animal and the people. I want to educate them how to better take care of and better how to raise money doing it so they can better their lives and the animals' lives.
Well, Joe, sanctuary is a really nice way of saying animal prison. They could say they got you in a sanctuary right now.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, Carol's vision of a sanctuary is no public contact. You're not supposed to be exhibiting them, even though they all do, even Carol, okay? And you're not supposed to breed, okay? So you put an animal in a sanctuary, okay, and you put them behind a fence, and they never see a person. They're not allowed to breed and have a family and interact with their own species. Why the hell would you want to live?
No, you make a very valid point. I mean, it's no different than prison. It really isn't. And they don't know why they're there.
No different. Exactly. Exactly. You know, right now at this point, I'm really considering reaching out to Putin to see if he would do a prisoner swap for me and let me come to Russia and start a real tiger conservation in Russia, because Russia is where the Siberian tigers are, and they're becoming very endangered. And I would love the opportunity to go to India or Russia or somewhere and really do something for tigers in the wild, because I could breed in the wild and teach them how to hunt and everything on their own, and probably build the tiger population back up. But America's not interested in that. We passed the Big Cat Safety Law, which makes it illegal to breed and create a better bloodline of tigers in America.
Joe Exotic Goes to Russia, your next reality show hit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm not in that political war bullshit. I don't care who's fighting who over there. I'm there for the tigers, dude. And if Putin would give me the opportunity and help fund a tiger conservatory in Russia, I'd be on the first plane.
Well, Putin is twice the man as our current president is. I don't have to agree with him politically or any of that stuff. Putin clearly loves his country. Joe Biden hates his. So I can at least respect that.
And Putin, you can Google pictures of Putin. Putin loves tigers.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He's got his picture with a bunch of tigers all the time.
He likes to ride horses shirtless. He's just a man's man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, all we've done was we signed a bill to make them more extinct. I donated more blood with the National Institute of Health and Texas A&M University than anybody in the world to keep the bloodline strong. And I had the best bloodlines on the planet, okay? And the only way you can do that is by, if you own a tiger and Bill over in South Dakota owns a tiger, and they're not related. And what the Big Cat Safety Act done was, first of all, they took all my cats and they neutered them all. Okay, so they ended the species of right there, of everything that I took 18 years of me to get. Okay, and then we made it illegal to breed. So the only ones that are going to breed in this country are in AZA zoos, which are already related.
Interesting.
What do we do for big cats? We've done nothing but create them to become more extinct faster.
Well, that's a lot like gun safety laws. The more guns we take off the street, the more people die in the cities where you can't have a gun. It's weird how that works.
Yeah. You know what? A bad guy is going to kill you with a car or a knife. Hell, the last big incident of what, four or five people got killed was with a knife.
Yep, you know, that or a vehicle get running over people, whatever.
It's just like drugs. It's society. You're never going to stop it. But look at what the real problem is. Who do we have as role models? Who does your kid have to look up to in the political sector in this country? Okay, Trump is indicted for 91 felonies indictment. Biden's under investigation for briberies out of Ukraine and China and everywhere else. Hunter Biden is indicted for gun and drugs. Putin is wanted by the International Crime Court. The secretary or the attorney general in Texas is impeached and under investigation criminally for using money wrong. Half of Congress is under investigation for bribes or using campaign money wrong. Who the hell does a 10-year-old have to look up to?
Nobody.
The president on the White House down on the movie, because that's the only hero I've seen in the last 6 years of anything is a damn fictional character in the White House in a movie that the Japanese or the North Koreans completely blew up.
Yeah, they have nobody in real life politics to look up to. Not that has a platform anyway. I'm sure there's some good politicians out there somewhere, absolutely. But I'm not seeing them on my TV.
Absolutely not. You know, my platform is, A, we got to quit sending money abroad, okay? Our problem is not their culture problem, all right? They've been fighting for 2,000 years. They're never going to stop. And again, I'm a realistic person. If they're going to kill each other, let them kill each other. It's just going to happen. All right. But we could take that last, what was it, $94 billion or $100 billion that they approved to go to Ukraine and Israel and Thailand, or Taiwan. You know how many, we could have built every disabled vet in this country a home with $200,000 a piece?
Insanity.
But instead, we're doing everything we can to help massacre 30,000 people, and half of those be kids in the Gaza Strip. Okay, we keep cutting our Social Security in this country to take care of our elderly that paid it in. We have more homeless than anybody. We got more people in jail than any country in the world. You cannot sell milk from your cow to your neighbor without the government being involved, saying it's illegal. Dude, I remember when people used to set milk on our porch in a glass jar, the milkman, unrefrigerated for hours. It didn't kill us. But in today's world, everything is governed by the government. We got to get the government out of our lives. And when I've been doing some research on the straw man, have you ever looked into that?
Well, I'm familiar with the straw man argument, but I don't know if I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Okay, well, you know, the government, our Social Security numbers and our birth certificates are what holds the national debt, okay? You are their assets, and that's called the straw man. And every person's Social Security number has a trust that's got, you know, depending on how old you are, got millions of dollars sitting in this trust that the government is using you as an asset. And then when they use your name in all capital letters, they're referring to the straw man. When they refer to your name in one cap and the rest of them small letters, that is you as an individual. And if you do your research, especially on Tracer, of how many people have filed lawsuits against the United States Department of Treasury of how they're using us, okay, all we are is pawns in a game. They're using us as assets to sell to other countries to borrow money because they can't get their shit together.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to do some research on that. It sounds right. I'm not questioning it at all. I guess I've just never heard the straw man thing. It makes total sense.
I lay in here all day long on a tablet and look this stuff up on the law library of how the government is using our birth certificates and our Social Security numbers as assets so they can keep getting these $1 trillion loans.
That's wild. Joe, we're winding down on time. I just want to say something real quick. I did not know that Joe Rogan and Andrew Tate and all them had helped try to fund your legal defense. I think that's very cool. That says a lot about those guys.
Andrew Tate is the one who's helped fund everything. Joe Rogan has been a voice for me, just like Dana White with the UFC. It's the same way with Congressman Matt Gaetz, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and Senator Rubio. They've all been my voice, and they all stand behind me getting the hell out of here. So, you know, at some point, somebody's got to poke Biden in the ribs and say, hey, look, you know, it's election time. The world wants this man out because the evidence shows he's innocent and got railroaded, and 6 years is enough.
Joe, you got a big rally coming up here in the next week or so. Tell everybody the date real quick.
The 23rd of April, 9 o'clock in the morning, Federal Courthouse, downtown Pensacola. There's going to be free shirts and all kinds of stuff given away. So show up if you are in the area. There's people driving from Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Canada, all to get here for this first big rally. And let's show the politicians how many voters want all of this to be changed. Not for just me, but for you, your kids, and whoever's going to grow up to this corrupt system.
Y'all can donate to Joe's Legal Defense Fund at joeexoticofficial.com. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time, brother. Anytime you want to chat, you got my number. Holler at me. We appreciate you, brother. Keep your head up.
Hey, I'll be here for two more weeks. If any of your people that watch your stuff have questions, man, get a hold of me and get a hold of my people on the Instagram. Set up another interview, and I'll be sure to answer them.
Hey, well, don't threaten me with a good time because I've had a blast doing this. We'll take you up one more time before you get out of there.
Okay. Do what now?
I said, we'll take you up on another interview next week while you're still in there. I want to talk to you again.
Do it. Because 2 weeks, and then they're going to shut me up.
All right, brother. We'll be back with you next week.
Thanks, Clay.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.